CITR 101.9 FM, Ninth Wave, located on Coast Salish, unceded Musqueam territory. Episode 50, with your host, Air with a Knot. Welcome. First track, Roy Hargrove, Divine. This episode of Ninth Wave Radio is dedicated to the late Roy Hargrove, who died last week at the age of 49. Hargrove was discovered by fellow trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, who watched 16-year-old Hargrove perform with incredible accuracy at the Booker T. Washington High School for Performing and Visual Arts in Dallas in 86. Hargrove went on to attend Berklee College of Music in Boston in 88 to 89 before relocating to New York to attend the New School and begin embarking on a career as a professional musician. Through the 90s, he released a handful of albums as a bandleader. His debut was Diamond in the Rough with the Tenors of Our Time in 94 and a Grammy Award-winning Habana in 97. Then came the Soulquarians, where he contributed to three masterpieces that all came out in 2000, D'Angelo's Voodoo, Commons Like Water for Chocolate, and Badu's Mama's Gun. If you listen to songs like Spanish Joint, Green Eyes, and Cold-Blooded, you'll hear Roy peppered all through that. He's also on a bunch of Q-Tip stuff, and he really made the song shine. Questlove had something to say when Roy died about recording in Electric Ladyland Studio. He said, "The great Roy Hargrove. He's literally a one-man horn section I hear in my head when I think about music. To watch him harmonize with himself, stacking 9 horn lines on a mammoth 8-minute song, to rarely rewind to figure out what he did, not even contemplating what the harmony was. You can hear an incomplete D'Angelo song once, like an 11-minute song, and then in 20 seconds, he knew it exactly spot on. When to Bob In and Weave Out. I know I've spoken in every aspect of Soulquarian era recordings, but I can't properly document how crucial and spot on Roy was with his craft. We never gave him instructions. He played the song and we watched him go. He'd be like, come back in 45 minutes and I'll have some. Matter of fact, now that I think about it, I was so amped to put hand claps on, cold-blooded, I didn't even take the time to approve of what he worked on. I already knew. So when you hear us, that would be Common, D'Angelo Razzell, and James Poyser at the 151 mark, screaming, that's us, mind blown, at another Game 6-esque performance from Roy. All that stuff towards the end, we was just reacting in real time to greatness. Such a key component, and a beautiful cat, man. Love to the immortal, timeless genius that will forever be Roy Hargrove, y'all. And honestly, the whole point of Ninth Wave Radio is to bridge the gap between jazz and hip-hop, and this guy did that. So I'll play that very song, Cold-Blooded, and you can listen for the yells in it. CITR 101.9 FM. Episode 50, we got Nick Wisdom in the house.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me, homie. Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be back with him after a brief mix. Check it out.
I think it feels good right now.
Pizza dog.
How you think it feels, man?
That chick right there, say?
Cold-blooded. Hardcore, rough, rugged and raw. For you back, yo. You got to see to the cold blood. Ain't it? Come on. Hardcore. We take it high. Yeah. My little daughter started nursery school. Brother Khan, gotta make our move through right. Silence and violence with vibrance. The sign of times with rhyme shit that's timeless. Mind is a terrible thing to spill. Rap life's like a dream, it seems real. A nigga wake up, superstar, with no acres out. Traveling the world to see papers as paper. Streets take ya back and forth like a shaker. I'm a slave to the rhythms, breaking off. I get the job done, but some days I wanna take off. DB like, we ain't got no time for that. Questlove said, we ain't got no time for that. My old bird like, we ain't got no time for that. So I rhyme when my back hurts. Play the numbers for my grandmother like Kraftwerk. I rock the patchwork fast. I'm into win, but then begin to sin. We're in the wind with hens and Ida kids. Reach for each and greet the meek with speech to seek and beat. Cause beef shit gets deep. I reek styles that come out at night when most cats pull the gun out. Go on and on and to the break of when the sun run out. Run out, run out. Come on. Yeah, hit 'em with the come on, hey, for you and yours, for you and yours.
Yes.
Come on, cold blooded, yeah, cold blooded. Come on, hardcore, hey, yo, I think I wanna take you to the top, chase you on. Come on, cold blooded, cold blooded, yeah, hardcore, hey, yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. Just come on. Does Mitch as a intense MC, said to be the rain on the industry. I came with penitentiary talk, coke and a Hennessy walk. My imagery talks, metaphors and simile stalk. Time to war, my artillery cost the hardest nigga. I'm killing them soft, dealing with golf, getting blowed on the course. I be dissing magazines, but then by the source, can't explain why the force is with me. Known to bring a rapper down like Bobby did witness. Sophisticated sissies strut like this is B Street with backpacks. Bragging how they don't eat meat and abstract. I'm back smacking with the skateboard, flee the crime scene with a rhyme scheme to escape frauds. Make broads become queens, run things like a roster sprinter. The way you mark the game of a boss like henna, I remain like a tattoo with natural raps. Copy like facts, I jump actual facts. Battle raps is where it began, I'ma end it wherever I land. I thought of master ghosts. Yeah, come on. You know, hardcore, ain't it? Come on.
Rest in peace, Roy Hargrove. Next up, Mos Def, Speed Law. Stay tuned.
Speed for life.
bump the blade. Speed of money.
Watch it.
Let's smash your whole shit up. Look at you.
Slow down.
I see changing fast in these streets, money. Slow down.
Watch it.
Slow down. Sleeping on the wrong cats. Clear like a megaphone, pretty nigga heart, skip the metronome, rock the Trump Tower to the Terror Dome, poor house, the pleasure dome, soprano, alto, tenor, the baritone, one of the illest that you ever know, rock steady, baby, you a stepping stone, smash your foundation in the pebbles, my words leave your nerves unsettled, you take it to the next level down, looking like a circus clown, cats like you can't even get a pound, worldwide from the river to lakeside, my stage show stay live, make the sound man stage dive, I cut fat cats to eight lives with my eight ball lines, I'm on for I'm done with all nine, got you shook like a fault line, come on shine and get tarnished, Brooklyn got your payroll garnished, they form a huddle, whisper like they want trouble, I melt the ice grills into rainwater puddles, make the proud heart to leave on a humble black steel in the hour, assemble my skill form of power, my bones crush bones into powder, you mumble like a coward, I'm most deaf, you need to speak louder,
superhero.
Get your power, your mask and cape snatch, Brooklyn take what you can't take back, I know a lot of cats hate that, all I can say black, there's a city full of walls you can post complaints at, all the doubters and believers adjust your receivers.
Feel it.
You could taste it through the speakers. The 360 original sketch lyrics, old visual. They're in my rhyme books at your nearest home video. Tell them cats they need to sit back and observe where they at. Brooklyn, Vietnam, the heat is on. Put your joint on cruise. Try to rush and scuff your brake shoes. Just cool and relax. Take a breath, take 10 paces back. Stay on time like Omegas. Brooklyn patrol like interstates. Take their license and their registration. My joint so passionate. Make you peel out and mash shit. Get wild, cold, crashy whip. Front chassis wrecked, but I can't be too upset. Tow truck, got my tape in the deck. A permanent like tattoos and birthmarks. Third degree burn marks. Driving on tracks like Dale Earnhardt. Stay on the low like the earth spot. Put a big loss on your earn chart. Nice since the nurse sign my birth chart. I'm seen but often heard. Well, your chance is barely heard. Just my name is a daily word. From avenues to streets, terraces and park places. Stairwells, jail cells, penthouse, the basements. Arrangement basic, but still fans chase it. Y2K can't delete the true ancient. Apache war drum on the ranges, skill level dangerous. Arrowhead that killed all the cavemen. They crotch on blazing, but step on the pavement. They get violated like a plane's. If I ain't shit to play with, I give a goddamn what your name is. Delete it and make it so it never get repeated. Believe it. Tell the feds, tell your girl, tell your mother. Conference call you whack who and tell each other that they just ain't holding me. I'm most deaf, you hopefully mush on for you get bust on like an overall. Tell them cats they need to ease back and observe where they at. Group North Vietnam, the heat is on. Put your joint on cruise in a rush and scuff your brake shoes. Just cool and relax. Take a breath, take 10 paces back. Group North Vietnam, the heat is on. No off ramp or detour. Make these gassed up jokers observe the speed off. These gassed up clowns observe the speed off. These gassed up clowns observe the speed off.
Get up if you make moves. Some people will envy. Say what's up with this jealousy. You know, people say shit about you and me. What's up with this jealousy? What's up with this jealousy?
Yes, yes, yes.
What's up with this jealousy?
Yes, y'all, I love it when you hate. Now let's calculate, take it straight. Take it to your face or whatever you lay. Oh, you say they fake, I'm talking shit to your face. See, in the first place, you made a crucial mistake. My crew congregates just to aggravate. Come with plots to infiltrate and abbreviate. And if you think we out, shit, we got rhythm for days. Take it to another phase, rip your ass off the stage. Have you feeling the blaze of a W.A.'s? And if they ask you who you do, tell them that nigga Trace. Yeah, damn right, I'm great like the porno tapes. And let's pursue the ladies and collecting papes. Till these jealous niggas let the jump with your mate. Jail, sell up with your mate, ain't got time for the fake. So those fake niggas need to put them away.
You know, people say shit about you and me. What's up with this jealousy? What's up with this jealousy? What's up with this jealousy?
Spread the word, that nigga's hardcore. Envious MC, lyrics are cardboard. Rip them up, cause I'm the real Jack Ripper. I call him Jack tripping over. Who call himself passing over trying to provoke? My high priest got to in my sepulchre. Empty
cops, niggas I don't trust. Thought I didn't see when the act you're up. Dracula niggas step back, cause I'm the cross. I'm winning this game, I'm hot, you left in the cross. Check my mic when I bust, it got tossed. Lost in the crowd of jealous niggas when I floss. I'm all in your face, gripping my nuts. Nigga what? Nigga what?
What's up with this jealousy? You know people say shit about you and me. What's up with this jealousy?
Come on.
What's up with this jealousy?
One more time.
What's up with this jealousy?
Jealousy make you say what the f-.
This goes out to the niggas talking and shit. Same niggas that be dub tapes and walking and shit. No life, have life, have life, have life, have life, have life.
CITR 101.9, Ninth Wave.
Zer.
get out, you got me mesmerized. With your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and
Haitian.
Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat.
Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop rhymes cause you couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drop you insane, drop you up a wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than tough. Take you on the app and you buy me links. Now I'm gonna pound the pool tank until it stinks. You can be my mom.
25 years since Midnight Marauders came out. Peace to Tribe Called Quest. Pioneers. Students.
Legends.
Legends. I'm going to get into this next song by the mans who I have right before me.
Happy to be here.
It's called Rock the Casbah. CITR 101.9. Ninth Wave. Hey. Oh. Peter?
Peter Robinson. That's me, Peter Robinson.
What? Sounds like 10 guys with like deep voices.
There's two young lads in my room.
What was that? What was that? What was that off?
That was off my last EP called Intimate Strangers. It came out on Bastard Jazz last year. Shouts to Aaron for putting me on always.
Shouts to Aaron. Shouts to Bastard Jazz and everything that's going on. Listeners of Ninth Wave Radio, we have Nick Wisdom in the place to be. The man, the myth, the old homie at the end of the day. Let me get this mic in position so I can look at you. Okay, in the wise words of Nadra the Human Serviette, who has a package waiting outside. Who are you? It's a difficult question. Just take it easy.
I'm a son. I'm a brother. Okay. I'm an uncle. I'm a friend. No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm a music producer, Canadian, born in Vancouver. I'm in a group called Potato Head People.
Shouts.
I love music. My parents were radio hosts and musicians and artists, and I just grew up in a family of kind of creative people and vibes. And you know, we, like me and you, we met in high school, fucking rapping in the hallways and just fucking around just because it felt good, and one thing led to another. got into the beats, and here we are.
Here we are. When it came to, like, you... for the record, me and Nick have known each other for a long time, so I don't want to spare people the details that I may know. I want to create it for people who may not know who Nick is and what Nick does. I want to ask those questions. So, early inspiration for making music. What was going on? like you played a little bit of music growing up.
Yeah.
Never really. Necessarily maybe stuck to it, you know, music wasn't your calling as a kid. What was the early inspiration for you?
Well, okay,
as far as you creating your own music,
yeah, let me start with a dream I had when I was about 10 years old.
Yeah,
that I just remembered randomly a couple years ago. I was like, oh my god. So I had this dream. I used to listen to the Vince Guaraldi Christmas album, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah,
I fucking
dude.
Love I love Charlie him. Brown, right? And I love that album. So I used to listen to that record, and I just remember I had this dream where it was me and like two of my best friends, and we were playing in a jazz club, and I was playing piano, my other homie was on drums, and my other homie was on bass, and I was like, wow, like I want to do that. Like, so going back, you know, I had this little seed of like, I want to be involved in that world, I guess. But I guess when it really came to be obvious to me that I wanted to do it was at the end of high school and the discovery, obviously, of J Dilla, the greatest hip-hop producer.
Arguably, for sure.
In my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Of all time. So, Fantastic Volume 2, that album... Basically, as soon as I heard that, I was like, holy fuck, there's music like this? Like, these beats, like, that, the way that the drums hit, the grooves, like, the raps, the fucking chords, the bass, the flavors. I was just like, god damn. And then that led me to discover more of his, work as a producer, A Tribe Called Quest, The Far Side, De La Soul, Erykah Badu, fucking blah, blah, blah. Everybody. And then
Busta.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I was like, oh my god, so many of my favorite songs are this dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah, shout out to my mom for playing me J Dilla before I even liked music. You know, she'd play Mama's Gun.
That's
she
crazy.
She played Voodoo and D'Angelo.
Your mom is hip, dude.
Yeah, my mom is hip.
Your mom is hip. Shout out to your mom.
Shout out to Catherine. I believe she's listening out there. What was played in the music? What was the music that was played in your house as a kid? I know your dad has a history at CBC with his show Nightlines, which is the name of your first album.
Yes.
And little homage to him. What's your dad's name again?
David Wisdom.
Shout out to David Wisdom. My grandmother, my mother, and I think many people in my family were avid listeners of Nightlines.
That's
so
beautiful, man.
When we first met, and I was like, hey, this guy's dad did Nightlines. My mom was like, I've been listening to Nightlines for years.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
So, small world.
Small world.
Yeah, what was the music that they listened to? Obviously, you know, you're a reflection of your parents. You make music, obviously, impartial because of their influence. What was their jams?
Okay. Well, my dad had a massive fucking record collection.
Right,
being
of course.
Being a radio host and working in the record library at CBC and this and that. He probably had... I can't even tell you the number, but the walls were lined with music growing up, and his personal taste is actually very different than mine. He was kind of into like art rock and like fucking.
He was in an art rock band himself.
Yeah, he was in an art rock band called U Jerk.
How do you spell that?
UJ3RK5. The five is silent. With a couple other people, Rodney Graham, Jeff Wall.
I always thought it was U Jerks because the five looks like an S.
Yeah, no, the five is silent, man. You don't know that?
No, I didn't know that. The record's selling for $100 at Zulu. If you don't pick it up.
Yeah, go pick that up. You'll love it. His kind of musical taste and stuff, totally different than mine, but. He's just into the obscure and the weird and whatever. My mom was more like to women's music and like 80s dance and disco and
cool.
This and that. And like, I didn't, she, like, we used to listen to Marvin Gaye together in the car and like sing like the parts back and forth and this and that. She was into soul. And
I remember you telling me a story where your mom like bumped into Patrice Rushen.
Yeah, she did. She bumped into Patrice Rushen at a bar in New York, like,
which is crazy,
like 10 years
me.
Ago or something. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
you're like, mom, I'm obsessed with Patrice Rushen.
Oh my god, she's like, yeah. No, my mom was super cool, and she had a show called Ruby Music on what's that fucking station called? I'm drawing a blank. Downtown. It's that local. It's that local. It's the one that we went on.
Co-op.
Yeah, Co-op. Cool. Sorry about that. So she was on Co-op.
100 point
ages. But yeah, I recently I went to my parents' house on Salt Spring. They moved there a couple years ago, and I went through my mom's collection and I found
crazy
Midnight
shit.
Star Midas Touch 12 inch sealed. I was like, what the fuck? You have this? And I fucking I've rocked many
Nick.
Shows with that fucking song. And it's like my mom's like, I'm really, and she still has all her records. Like, she fucking loves music.
Yeah.
And she had good taste, which I discovered later.
Shouts
out to Connie. She's great.
Yeah. Shouts out Connie and David. Co-op Radio is 100.5. I wasn't so off with my guess. Shouts out Co-op Radio. And all underground radio. Save On Meets Radio. Shouts out No Fun Radio, which Nick has a show on.
Hey, Polar Radio.
Yeah, Polar Radio
Fridays.
With the man Cut Corners, the legend. Early Beginnings, fantastic. My first show as
February
a rapper,
26,
February 26, 2010, with Edge.
Headspace. Tommy Cyanide.
Yeah.
Sub Antics. Panther and the Superfly. Who else?
All legends.
Lemmy LaRue. Fucking Graffiti by local graffiti artists.
Yes.
I'm sure Claire got on stage, maybe. Like, fucking
Piece of the Anza Club. That kind of gets into, and I want to talk about, you used to go by Wizard of Van.
Yeah, I had a couple aliases in
my
day.
Yeah, Wizzy, Nick
Wizzy, Wiz Kid, the Wizard of Van, Nicholas, Wise One.
Wise One.
I forgot about that one.
Wise
One. Let's look at the Eloquent Folks.
And then you realize, oh my God, my last name is Wisdom. I might as well just go by my birth
name. By my birth name. But then people think that that's not my real name.
Yeah, no.
And I hate that because I'm like, I wouldn't choose that name. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't be like I'm
Armando
gonna,
Smart
I'm
Guy.
I'm gonna call myself Nick Wisdom. Like,
yeah,
that's not like I don't like that people think that maybe I chose that.
It would be a shitty made up name.
Yeah,
but it's a great actual
I
name.
Know.
That's
yeah.
That's the weird thing about it.
I'll deal with it.
How do you feel about? I mean, and I feel like, you know, you have experience with people helping you. As you said, you have a guy who helps you, with various tasks. You've worked with record labels who have helped you with stuff. But how do you feel about, that's always a blessing, but how do you feel about DIY and its importance, like do it yourself and its importance in your making music through things like Vantastic, which was a crash course in how to throw a show, through things like Jellyfish Recordings, which is crash course in how to
have a label,
through things like
Loop Sessions,
how to do open source events. Community event, what is the importance of DIY to you, and how do you maintain that? Why is that important?
Well, first of all, I like working for myself. I think I like to be in control. You know what I mean? Like if I'm gonna put all this time and effort into something, it's nice to put it towards something that is mine. You know what I mean? Just because whatever, it's good that way. That's the way I like it. But I think you learn a lot through just getting out there and trying things and doing it yourself. Nothing's gonna come to you. If it does, you're pretty lucky, I think. So it's like a lot of the things that I did, I just created them because I wanted them to exist, like for myself, you know what I mean? So that was my motivation. That's the DIY thing, is like I want this to exist. The only way that it's going to is if I DIY it myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's important to be active in the community and just get yourself out there and do shit, whatever.
Even if
even if you don't know what you're doing.
And you feel like no one's going to give a shit.
Yeah.
Just do it. And do it from the heart. What's your relationship with technology? Because as creators, we need to be on technology. We need computers oftentimes to make the music. We need social media to promote whatever the fuck we're doing, whether it be this radio show or the new single coming out. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship with technology, and is it a positive force in your life, or is it a negative force?
I wouldn't be able to do what I do without the existence of these tools. Technology is developing way faster than I can keep up with. I'm still on my Ableton 8, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I don't have crazy plugins.
Yeah.
I don't have an iPad to run my fucking effects and shit. But I think it's valuable to kind of like keep up with technology and figure out what tools are available, because there's amazing stuff out there. I mean, that's a tough question.
Well, it's a relationship that everyone, I would say, in the world today, besides of some people who have chosen otherwise, have to face, because it's getting faster and faster and faster. The information we're acquiring is flying at us from all sides. Like, for instance, I was just talking about Serato and how a lot of people who have newer computers can't run Serato Live because they need Serato DJ, and then Serato DJ has all these implications where you need to download this plugin to get that, and you need to pay for its use. And I haven't upgraded my OS.
Yeah.
I'm like 10.6 something, and I can run Scratch Live, but people are having the hardest time, because they've been told by whatever company that they need to upgrade their stuff, and it ends up becoming a headache to the point where it's stifling their creativity. They can't do what they want to do on their shit. Like, for instance, I bought Pro Tools 8, bought this computer in 2013, and it was too new to run Pro Tools 8. So the $500 I spent on Pro Tools, I had to throw out my Pro Tools.
Yeah,
you know.
So, I mean, I'll touch on what you said about a DJ. I think it's really important to be up on technology as a DJ, because you're going to find yourself in scenarios. Like, when I was in Montreal last time, I went to this party. My old roommate was DJing. And he's like, yo, you want to jump on, dude? And it's like 1,500 people, fucking outdoor party, so fucking sick. Like, yes, I want to jump on, but do I have the tools to do it? No, because I didn't know how to use CDJs. I didn't have a USB. So now I know how to do that. I got my USB. I got my fucking CDJ thing down. I know how to use Serato. I can do my vinyl. I can do whatever, a controller. So being a DJ, being up on every kind of DJ setup that's out there, that I think that's good, because then you can just jump into scenarios and like, or I go to the club in New York and the fucking turntables aren't working, so I had to use CDJs. Yeah. And if I didn't know how to do that, I wouldn't have been able to play my gig.
Like, so, that's something that happened.
So, it happened, man. That was my first set ever on CDJs ever. It was my New York show last time. It went well. It was fun.
Sick.
CDJs are cool. They're really cool.
Yeah, I've yet to super get into CDJs. Yeah.
But let me say one more thing about technology and production. There's so much crazy shit out there, but when it comes down to it, like, you can make crazy shit with like simple stuff. You don't need the newest thing. You don't always, like, so many producers, they're like, I need this crazy keyboard. It's going to make my beats better. I need the new Ableton. It's going to make my beats better. I need the new whatever. I don't think that's true. I think know your setup, know what you're working with.
Yeah.
And I mean, have a couple nice keyboards or whatever, but I don't think you need the craziest, newest shit to make incredible music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, so, like, limitations often birth...
Yes, absolutely.
...more creativity. Like, it's almost like if you have every option available to you, it stifles your creativity because you don't know what moves to make. But when, for instance, you have a SP-404 and you're trying to make a beat, there's limitations to it, and you might get a result that you didn't expect.
Yep.
We used to rap together, Eloquent Folk shit. Wise one in the building. You have Potato Head People. You've been in various groups. of different kinds over the years. How, and I'd love for you to play something of yours.
I will.
After you feel this question.
Goodies.
How do you feel about solo artistry? Like, for instance, you have a great thing going with Nate, with Potato Head People,
yeah.
But I'm sure there's a feeling of freedom when it's just Nick Wisdom on the track, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not that...
both are good, man.
Yeah, not that working with Nate stifles your creativity in any way, but when all the decisions are left up to you, it kind of allows for certain things to come to light.
Yeah.
So how have you grown as an artist since you've started actually releasing music under your name, and what's the difference? Like, what?
Yeah, well, I mean, I love working with Nate, and I love working with other people, because anything that somebody adds to the song that wasn't mine, like, I like love, you know,
yeah,
when you're making a song and you do everything, you know every little bit of it, you know how it was made, and
yeah.
It's kind of like,
there's no mystery.
There's no mystery to it. So having other people on the tracks, like, it adds that mystery into
yeah.
it. And I end up,
it like, makes it more exciting,
like,
for
a
you.
Lot. Yeah,
yeah,
it's more exciting. It's just more listenable. So yeah, I love collaboration and working with other people. I like working alone too, because, I mean, that's just like, you don't have to compromise your self-expression. There's a lot of compromise in collaboration, which is fine. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think that's important, to be able to just drop an idea, even if you think it's so sick. Like, if it's the person you're working with doesn't, just drop it. And you know what I mean? That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
secret to, like, moving a track forward. But yeah, working alone, like, having just, like, total freedom and self-expression, I think, is really healing and an important thing to do, whether you're in a band or whatever, like, whatever your main thing is. If it's a group project, still work on individual projects as well, just mm-hmm. to express yourself and
stretch those muscles
and build your sound. The more you build your sound as an individual, the more you're going to bring to the group as well.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That being said, would you like to bless us with something?
Yeah, I got a few. I got a few tracks.
Yeah, whatever you got. We got 50 minutes left.
Okay.
Okay,
let's make this quick. I'm gonna drop a couple things. Do I have to say what it is, or can I just drop it?
No, you can just drop it.
We can
talk about it after.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna come in with some shit. Am I plugged in?
It should just play. Kay. We're on the same channel here.
Nah.
Anything?
Testing. So this is my new track. It's called 15 Minutes of Silence. It's a new single. And I'm pretty proud of it.
Oh, Lord.
Now you know what I'm going to play. All right, yeah. So this is a track me and Aero made in my basement like 8 years ago. It was kind of like our reconnection after like having some beef for a little while, and then like getting our fucking like shit out on the track. So here it is. It's called I'm Sane. Unreleased. Or did it come out?
You know, sometimes I'm just sane. I don't know. I haven't heard this in so long, dude.
Choke.
What up,
Van
Nick?
City shit. Yeah, what up?
Cats is on your job. I'm saying, and you want this.
feeling like you had enough. Yeah, oh my God.
When you're running out of time, say,
second verse is your
mind. People are strange when you change. First you thought you knew them, now you're dancing with your dame. Hey, who's to blame when the main game is to fuck around and put you out of lane? What I'm saying? Man,
stick with the game plan. Face facts.
The choices you make today,
tomorrow can't erase that.
In my mouth, I cannot get the taste back. Gotta trace track, start, jot it down the line, lace that. Like when she took her lace back, left cause the sex was too much, you had to waste it. Back, subject at hand, I'm saying. Watch out for you, step on the big plays you make.
Wow.
It's a beautiful song, honestly. I love this song. It's like me and you fucking doing it, man.
I feel like I haven't poured my heart out on a track like that in a minute. There's been a few tracks. That's actually very therapeutic to listen to.
Totally. I'll send it to you if you don't have
it. I do.
Okay, good.
I just remember how I was feeling at the time, and
yeah,
it's just,
I feel you,
I feel
brother.
So far removed from that time, but like that's such a moment. That's such a moment.
I know.
That's sick.
Should I play another one?
Yeah, play another one. Okay. I got a few more questions. We got a few minutes. We might go slightly over, but
if we're allowed.
Well, we got...
We'll see what happens. So this track, this is a demo. I've been working with a lot of amazing, talented women in the community. I'm so blessed to be surrounded by such beautiful souls. This one is with my good friend Allie Hayes.
Yup, shouts Allie.
And we're working on this. So here's a little taste of it.
CITR 101.9. What are you calling that one?
No, it's untitled.
Man, that's dope.
Let's see where it goes.
You've been doing more dance music, more house. You started off hip hop, obviously. How does that make you feel? I mean, obviously, making dancers dance is crucial. But, like, what... I remember when you told me you want to start making house music, and I didn't understand why or what the fuck you meant.
I know.
You know, and then when I really exposed myself to house and boogie and shit like that, I got why you wanted to make that stuff.
Yeah. I guess it started with, like, I was DJing, and I was like, fuck, like... I want to make songs that I can play in my sets, like my dance sets.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was doing a lot of, like, chill hip-hop shit and playing down-tempo stuff and whatever, and that's cool, and I love that music. But then, like, when it came time to, like, Friday night, like, and I want to play the club, and it's like I want to play my joints too. So, and also, like, I don't know, maybe I wasn't bored of hip-hop or the feel of hip-hop or whatever, but maybe I just wanted to...
Switch it up
and expose myself to some new fucking feels, right? New grooves. And I don't see myself limited to a genre. Mm. And I guess that's...
And you don't... you don't necessarily label yourself as a hip-hop cat.
Yeah, like, not anymore. I used to be, like, hip-hop producer or whatever. Now I'm just producer.
You're just a guy who makes music.
And I like to experiment with all genres. Mm. And I think that if I can... inject my sound into multiple styles, like, that's a good skill to have.
It's an asset for sure.
Yeah.
We're
out of time, right? No more.
No, we got some time.
Should I play one more?
No, you know what? I have a couple questions that I'll riff off, and then we'll finish with a final song.
Okay.
Pick a goodie. You live in Vancouver. It's difficult in Vancouver. Rent price is high. Job prospects for artists, you know. I know you've worked in kitchens. I know you're working at a record store one day a week. How do you exist in Vancouver?
I have no idea.
Over the years, because you grew up here, right? So you're like, well, I want to live here. This is my home, right? You've clearly made it your home. Have you moved away for any amount of time?
I moved to Montreal.
You moved to Montreal. That's right. That's right.
For a few years.
But
best
you
thing
ended
I ever
up
did. Best thing I
for
ever
real.
Did. Yeah.
Why? Like, why is that?
You know, waking up like first day in Montreal on a wood floor, nothing in my room but my synths and my fucking records, and a couple fucking pieces of clothes. Like, just being like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah.
Like, just putting myself through that really made me a better person.
Yeah.
Made me a stronger person.
Yeah.
And gave me. The struggle gave me, like, insight about, like...
What's important
and what's valuable to me. And now, like, I just love the fact, too, that, like, I can go to Montreal and, like, I don't have to book a hotel. Like, I don't even have to tell anyone I'm coming. And I'm good. Like, I got a place to stay. I got people to hang out with, parties to play, things to do. It's a beautiful thing, man, to go somewhere else and it's another home, you know what I mean? And also to expose myself to such amazing people out there, man. That's a great scene. So that was a really good thing to do. But
shout out to my MTL Blizzards, all the Voyage Fantastique fam.
The Melt Crew.
What was that restaurant you were working out there? Melt Crew, for sure.
Yeah, Pullman. I worked at there. Gros Luke's.
Yeah.
Shout out to Alex Bastide. But back to the Vancouver thing.
Why do you choose to live here, and how do you cope?
Well, Nate lives here, right? So,
he ain't going nowhere.
I got family here, man. I got a nephew. I got my parents.
That's right.
I got my fucking homies, my lifelong homies, you know what I mean? And the beautiful scenery, the air, it's just something that I think it's hard to walk away from. And I want to make it work here. And I also want to build here. I want to help create this scene.
Yeah. And we're doing it,
and I think that's important to, like, you know, no matter if I live somewhere else in the future, like, I will be rooted here because that's just the way it is. But yeah, how do I make it work, man? I don't really know. I'm lucky. I worked a bunch of odd jobs. Like, I delivered flowers.
That's
I worked
right.
at a brewery. I fucking
managed
Tyone. A restaurant.
That's right.
I did some random shit, man.
Yeah. Shouts out Noodle Box.
Shouts out Noodle Box. But I...
You're like, not real.
Right now, I'm just trying to push the music, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, like, do everything I can to just keep my income coming in and stuff related to what I do and my skills. And I think that that's important to me because I think I have skills in this thing, and I think that to let them go unwasted, it's printed on wax, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think I need to, like...
Whether or not the financial gains come in from, yeah. from... I mean, obviously, that is what you want.
Of course.
But
I'm figuring that out, man. Like,
yeah, it's happening.
I haven't had a job since June. I left my flower delivery job, and I'm just on the grind, you know what I mean? DJing, working at the record store part-time, blah, blah, blah. You know, just trying to fucking survive with my music, man.
Yeah.
And the longer I do that, the more I feel like I can do that.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this came on. I fucking love this song, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Shouts out Mind Design and...
Joyce Rice.
Yeah, Joyce Rice. Yeah, dude. It's tough. What's the best life advice you've ever received?
Holy fuck. Be kind.
Mm.
Yeah. Be kind.
What are your Desert Island Records? Pick three.
Holy.
Yeah, I'm asking that hard. Where I got like three more and you got to fucking be on
okay.
it.
Okay. Fantastic Volume 2 by Slum Village.
Mm.
Just cause.
Yes.
Let's do like Mad Lib Shades of Blue.
Okay, yeah. Because
that was the first record I ever bought. Super nostalgic to me.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know, man. Fuck. God, that's so hard. Like a compilation that doesn't exist yet of all local, unreleased, amazing Vancouver music that will exist.
Fuck,
I'm
going to
make that happen.
Fuck yeah.
So that's going to be the third one when it comes out. Damn, that's a hard question. I'm not a favorites guy.
No, me neither. Like, if someone's like top five MCs, I'm like, yeah, I got a top five, and then I got like 1,000 runner ups. Like,
yeah.
Give me a fucking
yeah.
break. I hate these questions. So sorry to put you on the spot there.
Okay, okay.
What's next? What's the new? What are you working on right now? I know you're working with Ali. You're working with a few people. We have stuff
in the barrel.
What's the next potential release? What's the next thing coming up?
Okay. Well, we just dropped a new remix on Friday for Beat Child and
yes.
the Slackadelics.
Shout out Slacka.
Slacka, very important artist to me. Very honored to be able to remix
amazing.
His
I've
new
been
single
a fan. Yeah.
and to be put on by him is just
only
incredible.
Difference.
Yeah.
Crazy remix. Go check it out.
Thank you.
Slacka the Beat
Thank
Child.
You, man.
Yeah.
Up next, so in January sometime, we have a DJ Spinner remix coming out on 7-inch.
Baby.
Of Morning Sun from the new Potato Head People album.
Love that song. I was just, it's funny. I was just, when I was going through what I wanted to play tonight, I played Morning Sun.
Sweet.
And
I fucking
love that song.
Shouts
out Nana B.
Shouts out Nana B. I got a single with Star Creature coming out in April.
Unfamiliar.
Yeah. So if y'all don't know what Star Creature is, it's a label out of Chicago specializing in funk and boogie. It's one of my favorite funk labels in the world right now, and very honored to have a single as Potato Head People coming out on that in April, so look out for that.
Sick.
And then yeah, man, the new Potato Head People LP, that's what we're working on, and we're working with a lot of local people. Georgie
Radina, shout out
Ali, Mocha. We're gonna get Ayla J in there. We got K-Pop, we got Aero, we got fucking Panax, like whatever, and I'm looking to fucking collaborate.
Expand horizons,
more.
Yeah.
I want to work with more local people, man. Like,
get at this man.
Yeah, like, let's hang out.
Let's hang out. Quickly, advice for young creatives. What would you tell a young Nick who is 14 and just thinking about making music? What would you tell a young Nick?
Don't give up.
And what would you tell just kids who want to make music and don't know how to start?
Be yourself. Don't try and make music because it's popular or because it fits the mold of what your friends think is cool or whatever. And even if you are inspired by artists, don't copycat. Like, take inspiration, but find your sound by being true to yourself, by expressing yourself just in its natural way. Don't force anything. Some shit. Like, you don't like make shit up. Just let it out. So just be true to your sound and don't fucking worry about who cares, who likes it, man.
Yeah. Like, Mocha only says, stick to your guns.
Stick to your guns. Stick and that's what's going to create incredible music.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to separate you from all the fucking millions and millions and millions and millions of people who are doing this shit now.
Yeah.
You got to stand out, and the only way you're going to do it is just by being doing yourself.
Yeah, straight up. And so
there's only one you.
There is only one you. And as much as it's the time where of oversaturation, it's also the time where the people who are true to what they believe in rise to the top.
Yep.
That's really all I got. You got any shout-outs for people out there who may be listening?
Yeah, shout-outs to all my homies, all the girls that I've been working with. No, that I've been working with, man. I'm just really happy. I'm just pumped on all these women that I've been working with, man. Mm-hmm. I really wanna,
and a lot of them local.
Yeah,
because we need not to make it a token thing, but there needs to be more voices out there, and a big part of that is there needs to be more female content.
Yeah, I wanna uplift these talented women and make their sound known all over the world. If I can do that, because they deserve it, and I'm so inspired by them, and I'm really grateful that they're willing to take the time to work with me, man. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
So shout out to that's like those are like those people that I've been working with recently. I'm really grateful for them. Shout outs to Nate, my parents, whatever. Shout outs to Orbit Princess.
Orbit Princess.
Yeah. Shout outs to Orbit Princess.
Shout out to Falafel Cafe. Shouts out
yeah, Falafel Cafe. No, Inez and Christine, my DJ homies in arms, like shout out to them.
Jordy Kennedy. I just Skyped with him today. I saw
Jordy.
I saw his beautiful baby boy. My God, man. This kid's like running around in this house.
Jordy,
he's like running a bath for his child. He's visiting
he's a man.
He's visiting for over the holidays, so we gotta make a habit of it. Eloquent Folk
in the building,
in the building, and Lucero and Sarmari. Shouts out them. For me, shouts out Dosa Factory, and shouts out Steve the Gecko and all the cats at home.
Propaganda Cafe.
Chelsea MacArthur.
Shout out to Kamal.
Shouts out Kamal.
Shouts out Maris. Maris and I are making a little project right now of his that is fucking dope.
Sick. Shouts out Maris.
Yeah.
Let's finish with one more track and we'll get out of here.
Okay. All right. Are we doing the new remix or are we doing the unreleased shit?
You know, you're a DJ. What would be the best closer?
God damn. It's that new remix.
The new remix. Slack of the Beach Child. Only Difference remix. Run it back.
Hey,
you listen to CITR 101.9 FM, 9th Wave, episode 50. 50 hours of music,
brother.
Thank you very much. With Nick Wisdom, the homeboy. This is Only Difference Remix by Potato Head People.
Peace.
Between other. And who we fighting for? If the only difference between you and I is everything and nothing at all. And the only difference between you and I is everything and nothing at all.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people.